Welcome to the third in our special series from WXXI Classical 91.5 with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester. I'm Julia Figueres. Each year, the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester and the Hanson Institute for American Music of the Eastman School of Music sponsor competitions for young composers. A high school-level competition and a college-level competition alternate years. The winning composer gets an award of $1,000 and a performance of the piece on a Society for Chamber Music in Rochester concert. This was a college-level year, and the winning work was a sonata for flute and piano by Julian Bennett Holmes, who's currently working on his doctorate in music at the Manhattan School of Music. The sonata, which was written in 2017, is played by two members of the Eastman Hanson Chamber Ensemble at the Eastman School of Music. Flutist Yi Zhang, a winner of multiple international competitions, is pursuing her doctorate with Professor Benita Boyd. Pianist Brock Tjosvold, who's an advocate of new music, is also pursuing his doctorate, studying with Dr. Jean Barr. Thank you. The winning piece in the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester Composition Competition, a sonata for flute and piano by Julian Bennett Holmes with flutist Yi Zhang and Brock Tjosvold at the piano. You're listening to the third in a special series on WXXI. This concert was a perfect example of something old, something new. With the Flute Sonata by Julian Bennett Holmes representing the new, the second part of the concert represents an earlier time with Beethoven's septet in E-flat major. In the second half of the 18th century, all of Europe was smitten by the sound of the serenade, those divertimentos for chamber groups that could be heard at lawn soirees, in salons, even as Muzak for dinner parties. And there was money to be made with them, so everyone was writing them. Mozart, Haydn, and yes, Beethoven. This septet was one of the most popular of all. In fact, it was so beloved, so praised, that the great man himself grew to despise the piece, grousing that the septet continued to garner accolades and performances while works he considered to be far better were, by comparison, being left in the dust. And it wasn't long before it was appearing in all manners of transcriptions for solo piano, piano four hands, piano quartet, for two guitars. Even Beethoven couldn't resist arranging it for clarinet or violin with cello and piano. The Society for Chamber Music in Rochester plays the septet in its original form with clarinetist Kenneth Grant, bassoonist George Sacchini, horn player William Vermeulen, and string players Juliana Athade violin, Philip Ying viola, Arim Kim cello, and double bassist Corey Palmer. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Septet in E-flat major with the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester, with Kenneth Grant playing clarinet, bassoonist George Sacchettini, horn player William Vermeulen, and string players Juliana Athaid violin, Philip Ying viola, Avram Kim cello, and double bassist Corey Palmer. Next week's show, the fourth in our series, is Baroque and Blue, the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester's annual concert that blends the old, the new, and the jazzy. This concert was recorded on February 17, 2019, in the Hochstein School of Music Performance Hall. The sound engineer is John Trubker. Thank you to the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester for making this recording possible. The executive producer is Gene Fisher. Our sound engineer is Andrew Croucher. I'm your host and producer, Julia Figueres. This is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.